Mike, you doing okay? Okay, all right. Well, board's going to take a five-minute break. All right, thanks, everyone. We'll move on to our information items, and we're actually going to go a little out of order. We're going to start with item number 8, which is our update on the Russian River Watershed Association programs.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
And good morning, members of the board and staff. My name is Jake McKenzie. I'm the chair of the Board of Directors of the Russian River Watershed Association. We have an elegant PowerPoint presentation for you today, and as you can observe, there's three of us here. We're very pleased to have sitting beside me Mari Roden, who from our beginning, I believe, in 2003, has been representing the city of Ukiah on our board of directors. And I'm also pleased to introduce Virginia Porter, who is our incoming executive director. I'll talk a wee bit about this in a minute or two. But we're right here in the heart of the Russian River watershed, and we're very pleased to have this chance today to talk to you about some of the work that we do. But first of all, I think it would be maybe of interest. I won't drag you through every word of this, but if we can just start moving through here. We're going to talk about just a quick overview. The bulk of our presentation today deals with our work plan, and Virginia Porter will be presenting that part. So if we can move on here. Here we are. We know where we are. We're at the home of the northernmost member of our association. We have nine members. The Mendocino used to be represented by the County Water Agency, but they have withdrawn, and we are, of course, always encouraging people who are part of the regulated community in the watershed to rejoin when their fiscal circumstances permit. Cloverdale, Healdsburg, Windsor, Santa Rosa, Roanoke Park, and Cotati, and then from the County of Sonoma, we have the county itself and also the Sonoma County Water Agency. From the outset in 2003, when we formed this association through a memorandum of understanding, we have contracted out the management, the actual staffing of this operation. And we were following a model that had been created by the North Bay Watershed Association, which was formed prior to our existence. It gave us the model that we picked up on, and there you have the South Sonoma and Marin communities that are regulated communities under the Clean Water Act and the Safe Drinking Water Act and the various California statutes. And they have formed together, and they started off with the company RMC and with our outgoing executive director, Dave Richardson, at the helm. So we're in a period of transition just now. Next slide, please. Here we are. We are this association. We have declared our purpose to be clean water, fisheries restoration, watershed enhancement. And the watershed facts, I suspect you're all well aware of these. We are in the watershed here. We are home to 400,000 people and a wide variety of land uses and resource situations. Next slide, please. And so we're operating to represent our interests. We do operate under the Brown Act, and we do have partnerships with other organizations in our community. And here we have the graph, you know, the visual presentation of this organization, and I'm going to move quickly to the next slide, and this way I can also ask Marie Roden to say a few words when we get to an appropriate part on this slide here. Elected officials and managers represent the board of directors. the work of RRWA is done through our technical working groups and with our staff. We have an executive director, as I previously noted, and as of this July, Virginia Porter will take over, continuing to work with RMC staff in this year of transition, and we will find out what our staffing needs are as we go through this transitional year. Now, the administrative agency, since the inception of our association, has been the City of Ukiah, and we have been very thankful that they were willing to take on that task, and we're very thankful that they continue to take on that task. And as I said, myself and Marie and Supervisor Paul Kelly are the three longest-serving members of RRWA, and I'd like to have Marie, your local councilwoman here, say a few words about her role and how she sees the organization.
Well, I'll just say very briefly that I was appointed to the Russian River Watershed Association as a new council member. I was new in 2002 and then soon after appointed to be the representative in RRWA. And I've been learning a lot ever since because water issues were new to me at that time. And the City of Ukiah became the administrative agency for RRWA, which means that we accept all the dues from the member organizations, jurisdictions, and then we pay the invoices as well. And that's been running smoothly, and we're happy to keep doing that for the organization. I would say that RRWA has realized its promise of being a vehicle for jurisdictions being able to cooperate on grant proposals for the region and on planning for programs to meet our legislative mandates and other requirements as agencies along the Russian River. So I just want to sort of affirm the benefits of being a member of RRWA. That's all.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. These comments. I'd also like to say that we have enjoyed a good working relationship with the staff of this board, and one of the features of the association has been our relationship with your executive officer and your deputy executive officer. This, of course, gives me great personal pleasure since I was colleagues of both of these people back in US EPA, but we've all gotten over that now, and we're still good friends. But we're also cooperative colleagues, and we have regularly scheduled meetings with Kat and Luis and senior staff. We have this tradition of meeting at this weird restaurant, Sonoma County Airport. And some of us even eat outside or like to eat outside despite helicopter noise and stuff. But I just wanted to let you know that the executive director and the chair of the board, which I've been for a number of years now, about 3 years, find this a very useful feature of our interrelationship. And I think then at the working group level, and you will be hearing about details of this from Virginia Porter, this has been of great assistance to us. So with these opening remarks, we come to the annual work plan and work that is done by our staff with representatives from each of the agencies who meet on a monthly basis. So Virginia, this is your chance to introduce yourself.
Thank you, Jake and Mari. It's nice to be here, really nice to be here, not specifically commenting on an item, but really just telling you who we are and really reinforcing our desire to continue having such a great alliance with your staff and with the board and being able to carry out effective programs in the watershed. So here's a list of some of the programs that we've carried out. Most of what we do relates to permits that are the jurisdiction of this board. We have some projects that are a little bit more potable water related, but we deal a lot with stormwater and a lot with wastewater. So we like being close with your staff so that we know that we're doing it right, if you will. So I'll talk about some of the specifics, what it looks like when we do projects. We have had a lot with stormwater awareness and permit support. Typically, we work with our agencies. We have the co-permittees. There are three Phase 1 agencies, and the rest of our, we have a number of Phase 2 agencies that are members. But we work on projects that meet compliance with both Phase 1 and Phase 2 projects. We've done, Phase 1 and Phase 2 permits. We recently completed an update to our stormwater baseline survey where we've been evaluating public awareness of stormwater issues. We first did this in 2005 and completed again in 2009. The good news there is that we found out that some things increased in terms of awareness significantly, maybe 6 or 7 percentage points. Nothing backslid, so that's good. And a big area of improvement is people's understanding that they live in a watershed and that there's activities affect the watershed health. We have trainings that we work in conjunction with your staff to carry out for contractors, designers, people who are on the projects, project managers, when the rainy season comes, to make sure that sites are buttoned up effectively and that are not causing excessive problems in our streams when the rainy season comes. These have been increasingly well attended. We actually had a waiting list the last 2 years. We have had an active program on control of fat soils and grease. These are usually outreach to residences. Our industrial waste arm of most of the agencies takes care of the commercial sectors, but the residences who like to deep fat fry turkeys at Thanksgiving need our news. So we do grease scraper outreach and that kind of thing. We've had real effective response with that. We've had an active program on educating those in dental offices and have had a couple events to have people retire their mercury thermometers and turn them in for digital non-toxic types of alternatives. Many of these are ongoing, so they've been in our program either, you know, past work plans or have been carried forward into our current and future work plans. The Safe Medicines Disposal project has been just a real success. It started up formally a couple years ago, and it continues to move on. We have 30 drop-off locations in pharmacies and also in public safety agencies throughout the watershed. We have an active increase in the sort of outreach on this program for the next work plan year. We're going to start some radio advertisements to try to increase people's awareness of the importance of not flushing these the unused medicines. Outreach, we have a broad section of outreach, including securing your trash programs. We just put signs up at all the transfer stations and solid waste disposal sites. We're going to be increasing the outreach to this in the Spanish language in the next work plan year. This is a really big project that's coming up for us right now, is the Russian River Friendly Landscape Guidelines. In this work plan year, we allocated about $15,000 of our total $260,000 budget to actually modify a document that was developed in the Bay Area by stopwaste.org to be very, very specific to the Russian River watershed. And in the next work plan year, we're going to have a launch event where we're inviting, this is targeting landscape contractors, landscape designers, and the whole the philosophy really has to do with landscape design, maintenance, management without pesticides, with using minimizing solid waste generation from landscape management, so selective pruning, minimizing use of turf, collecting stormwater on site instead of designing for the sort of the really trying to keep stormwater control. So the board will be hearing more about this in November of 2010. We're going to have a launch event, and we would love to have any or all of you there. We have been working very actively with the North Coast Integrated Regional Water Management Plan. We're signatory to the Memorandum of Understanding. We work with projects. A number of our agencies have had projects that are in the plan or planning to be in the plan. So we really work more in advocacy with this North Coast IRWMP. We're also always looking for sources of funding for our member agencies. We have outreach and education, a monthly environmental column that specifically meets the some of the stormwater permit requirements. We have a student video contest. This year, we're targeting illegal trash dumping on creek sides, and it's amazing what high school teenagers can do with a topic like that. And we'll see the results of that at our next board meeting, May 20th. For this next year, I just want to let you know that we, as I mentioned, we're kicking off the Russian River Friendly Landscape Guidelines. We'll be participating with the stakeholder group in the Santa Rosa Plain Salt Nutrient Management Plan planning process. We are hoping to increase the number of our member agencies, so we have an active target to reach out to those eligible agencies. And not on here, but very, very key is we will be doing a large training in the fall on low-impact development, and so we'll be working with your staff to do that. Here's some of the benefits. I think we have all grown in our sense of the watershed effect of everything that each member agency does, and we're able to bring some cohesiveness to our message. But we share costs, especially for some of the smaller agencies. We're able to carry out programs by doing them together that might not be carried out otherwise. We have a tremendous cross-reference of technical expertise, and in some cases we actually are able to share staff for things like inspections and particular areas of technical expertise. And we have achieved, hopefully, in the programs that we've had our hands on, this kind of consistency in methods and message, and that really gives us a much more effective tool for getting the programs on the ground and working. And here's who we are. Dave Richardson is the current executive director and the current staff. We would love to hear from you. We have a good way. Our website is often the repository for the products we develop, and so we might design a flyer that any agency can come on and pull the PDF off and print it and use it. So you're please welcome to take a look at that. You also have in your packet our current work plan, and so you can get an idea of what our projects really look like when they're designed.
Yeah, sure. I just want to emphasize that even 7 years ago, this was a benefit to the city of Ukiah in terms of enabling us to participate in programs and that we wouldn't be able to afford otherwise. And now when the economy is really tight and all the city budgets are really strapped, it's even more beneficial to us. And I just wanted to add, I was thinking about the programs you were showing some examples, but I think my favorite is the signs that we put up on highways that indicate, I mean, they're official, you know, California design highway signs that indicate when you're entering the Russian River watershed. And I just love those because it gives you just a visceral sense of the watershed. So I just wanted to say that was my personal favorite.
And if I could just in closing, this is a very cooperative relationship. We do benefit from work from your staff. We do benefit from work from each of our member agencies. The working group reviews the work plans and proposed changes come to the board of directors. We have a healthy discussion of these matters. Money, as has been mentioned, is tight, but we have not lost membership. We continue to operate. And, of course, we continue to anxiously await the Department of Water Resources issuing the Prop 84 guidelines so we can be, as being involved with the North Coast IRWIMP, some of these monies will hopefully flow in our direction as well into this watershed. And I know that you as the regional board have a strong interest in utilization of Prop 84 monies. So appreciate the time to be in front of all of you this morning to make and remake acquaintances, and would be happy to answer any questions you might have. Or I might not be happy, but Virginia will be happy.
Mr. Ducker.
I don't really have a question, but the comment. Anyway, I don't think I need it.
Here. You had a slide where you talked about your storm awareness, stormwater awareness program. had after we heard that presentation about the cigarette butts, have you thought about adding that on there?
I will pass the microphone to our incoming executive director.
We were really pleased that Dennis had said that he was planning on sharing those ads with RRWA because they were great. They were just great. And it's that kind of collaborative work that is just making, you know, to the extent that we can leverage something like that and make it work at a greater, you know, for a greater population, we will be doing it. And we've worked closely with Mendocino County Water Agency, even though they're not still officially technically members. We've worked with both the Water Agency and the Solid Waste Management Agency on all of the programs that we've been designing. So thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I was really encouraged to hear, you know, even with your the RRWA stormwater training, that you've got a waiting list for people to join that. So, I mean, clearly you've got, you know, your group is so, you know, well-developed and the momentum's there and just, you know, in increasing awareness for the public and to the point where they want to become involved, it's just really mm-hmm. encouraging to hear that. So, as you know, maybe in the words of our esteemed former chair, Bob Anderson, carry on and do good. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Any other comments from other board members?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, please, Mr. Norton.
I'm sorry to get
that's
you back
okay.
there.
No, I like it.
Actually, I just
it
wanted
didn't
to,
need to be concluding comments.
No, that's okay. It was actually a good time. I just want to also express my appreciation of your organization. I know, Virginia, you commented several times on the MS4 process mm-hmm. with the Sonoma County permit. I think that's really super valuable. And as we move forward through some of these other programs that are coming, whether it be TMDL process or some mm-hmm. of those other things out there, I would really encourage your continued participation in your organization. I think you lend certainly a perspective and a process out there that's really helpful. As a citizen of Sebastopol, though, I got a question or just ask. There's a couple municipalities here that are not on your list or agency membership. And I noticed just in my own neck of the woods, Forestville, Guerneville, Sebastopol, some of those. And I know that Kevin Booker from Water Agency indicated that they were going to share their LID manual. And I assume that's what you were talking about, Virginia. But I just would ask, you know, do they participate in the agency?
Well,
formally
not. We have made overtures over the years, and Virginia also referenced this. We are, at the direction of the board at our last meeting, getting ready to go back out and see if we cannot encourage some of these missing entities to join up with us. The $260,000 budget that was referenced comes from JUICE.
Sure.
Assessments, however you wish to call it, against each of these individual jurisdictions. And as I know you're aware, these are tough times to be going back to a city council, for example, and saying, you know, we'd love for you to join. By the way, it's $20,000 or $30,000 or whatever it is. And that is not, I mean, in the past we've been unsuccessful, for example, in persuading Sebastopol.
Right. I notice, though, that the in your budget numbers in the back of this presentation, that it seems to me to be a very fair apportionment. It's by percentage, it's by ability, and it's by size.
And it's also carefully scrutinized as well for equity.
I would assume. But I still think, you know, looking at these numbers, that even a smaller municipality that's subject to Phase 2 MS4 type regs, that, you know, it still brings a lot of expertise and practical knowledge that you're not starting from zero. So, again, I just want to thank you and your organization for being out there and doing good things.
Well, thank you for that comment, and I think that's very helpful to us and will encourage us. And we can always say, hey, we appeared in front of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, and they were encouraging us to go back to you and encouraging you to join. We're remembering that, aren't we, incoming executive director?
Specifically Vice Chairman Norin.
Yeah.
Well, no, we pay close attention. And also, just one final word. Regional Climate Protection Authority has just been formed in Sonoma County, and one of the One of our objectives on climate change and climate protection is to work cooperatively on water-related issues, and that brings you into this whole field of low-impact development, walkable, livable communities, sustainable development, smart growth, whatever. You guys use the LID acronym, and this is something that we are very interested in. And the association, and we're also very interested in Sonoma County through our Regional Climate Protection Authority. And so look forward to be able to coming back in front of you at some later time, possibly next year. It might be worthwhile considering us coming back an annual basis, every 2 years, I don't know. But at some point in time, we meet regularly with staff, but really appreciated the chance this morning to tell you what we're up to. So thank you for your time and your courtesy, Mr. Chair and board members.
Enjoy your day in Ukiah.
Yes. Thank you.
Remember to visit Shack's Bakery at Grand Place.
All right, moving along. Let's move to item 7,